I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Danny and Steve, I feel like I've been spending a lot of time with you guys lately, and yes. I know we have a lot of ground to cover today because we had very exciting weekends, a lot of which was spent all together.
We spent a lot of time together, and I'm not sick of you guys yet.
Wow. Did you hear that, Danny?
That makes one of us.
Danny is so over us.
He is so done.
But is he ready for the Daily Migs download?
Probably not.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMB is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, maybe Danny wouldn't get sick of us if we took him to a nice Mexican restaurant to enjoy some fajitas.
Yeah. Ooh.
I freaking love fajitas.
I do.
The whole presentation, the smoke.
I call it the attention food because everybody's like, whoa, what's that? Oh, you know, it's the fajitas.
They don't need to do any of that. Like, I've been to some Mexican food places where they bring me fajitas and there's no smoke, there's no pomp and circumstance, and they're just as delicious,
yeah.
But it's kind of a letdown.
You know who ruined that for everyone was Chili's. Do you remember going to a Chili's and it would just be the smoke and everything? I feel like then after that, that's when like all the Mexican places started doing it.
I don't think I've ever eaten at Chili's.
What?
That's what we should do. Go to a field trip to Chili's.
There's not one anywhere near here anymore.
I was about to say, I don't even know if we have a Chili's anymore.
They used to have one at the airport, and then they took it away, and it made me so sad. Because I do love Chili's.
But weren't they known for their baby back ribs?
Yeah, but they also did the fajitas, too.
Baby back. All right, well, anyways, no baby back ribs, no Chili's, but...
Fajitas.
Go somewhere. I don't know. There's a place in Gig Harbor. I think it's called Blue Agave.
Ooh.
We used to go there quite a bit, and man, their fajita is full on pomp and circumstance, and they're delicious. So that's where I would go if I was going to get some fajitas today. But hey, how about them Seattle Mariners? Big loss.
Ooh.
That sucked. The Mets are a good team, but it was just a bummer because it was such a fun day at the Little League World Series. They did a whole bunch of stuff with the players and the kids. They're sliding downhill. You see Julio Rodriguez having a good time. Cal Raleigh's having a good time. But sadly, the good times ended when the game started as they lost 7-3. I guess the bright spot, though, has to be Big Dumper once again. He hit his 47th home run, still leading the Major League Baseball. He has over 100 RBIs. What an insane season for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So up next for them, they're going to be taking on the Philadelphia Phillies, and that starts today for a 3-game series in Philadelphia, where I think a game and a half back from the Houston Astros. So we can make this happen.
Let's go, Mariners.
Plenty of time.
Also from the world of Seattle sports, our Seahawks had their game against the Chiefs in town, a little preseason action, and ended up with a 33-16 victory over the Chiefs. I know that you were there on the field, and we're going to get a whole bunch of information about why you were there on the field.
It was insane, and it was fun. Especially the first play, like the first few plays when the starting lineup was in there for
four
plays, I think it was. It was fun to see Sam Darnold out there looking so good, Zach Charbonnet. I mean, again, this is preseason. You can only get so excited, but still, it was nice to see the offensive line, not just like, you know, doing their job, but creating lanes for Zach to go through.
And, you know, I was excited because Gardner Minshew was playing backup for the Chiefs, and that was very exciting. A little Go Cougs action for the local fans.
Patrick Mahomes did not see. He was on the field. I can attest to that. I was standing next to him for most of the game. Patrick Mahomes was there. I don't think he ever put his helmet on. Neither did Travis Kelce. But still, it was a great showing for some of those young Seahawks players.
Absolutely. Go Hawks.
So what's next one? They got one more preseason game against Green Bay. I don't think we're going to see a single one of our starters.
No.
And I guess the talk was, I saw in the press conference with Mike McDonald and Sam Darnold, the plan was to have them play a little bit more. But after that performance in the first go-round, they were just like, we've seen all we need to see. Let's not risk anything.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to see is a player get injured, especially when you know, you're having high expectations for Sam Darnold.
For sure.
So that was pretty awesome. I did not even know this existed, but apparently Washington State Patrol, they have an aviation unit, and the unit is called Smokey. And what it does is help track down people that are, like, running from the law. And it did actually track down two fleeing drivers over the weekend. So on Saturday, there was a motorcyclist who sped away from a traffic stop on I-5. He was arrested in Federal Way, thanks to Smokey. And then on Sunday, Smokey once again assisted the troopers as they pursued a speeding Nissan that nearly struck some patrol cars before being stopped at 410, kind of close to me, right by Buckley and Enumclaw.
Crazy. That's like cops. 12 kayakers, six of whom were children, had to be rescued on Thursday afternoon because they got into a little bit of trouble on this kayaking trip between Patos and Susha Islands up in the San Juans. So it was the Coast Guard, the Canadian Mounted Police, and the Washington State Parks all responding.
What about Smokey?
Smokey was on call.
Okay.
But everybody got out of the water, no injuries, but pretty scary situation. That's a lot of kayaks, a lot of kids.
Didn't you go kayaking over the weekend?
I did do a little kayaking over the weekend. I was safe, though.
Did you do this before you heard about this story or after you heard about this story?
This was before I heard about this story.
I've only kayaked once, and I'll be honest, my wife and I were terrible at it.
No!
And we had Tatum with us. I'm like, is this going to be the moment that we are going to have to get on our cell phones and be like, hey, can somebody help us get back to the water and get back to the land? It was bad.
Good
job. We were not on the same page when it came to using the oars.
Oh, good. I would love to see a video of that.
Well, just picture a kayak going in circles. And that was pretty much us.
Nice.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 73 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy. Also, if you want to watch some more football, you can watch some today at 5 p.m. on ESPN as the Washington Commanders will take on the Cincinnati Bengals in some more preseason action. That's the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, I ended up getting some news that might mean I have to miss a couple days of work. And many of you have probably been through the same situation. So we're going to tell you about it at 6:20.
Uh-oh.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Migs, the other day I opened up my mailbox to find a jury summons.
Oh, boy. So when is this happening?
This week I'm supposed to report. Ah! I have to call tomorrow.
When did you get this?
Within the last couple of weeks, but I think it had gotten kind of buried in my pile of mail.
Sure,
so I didn't even
realize
it was there. And then I'm like, oh, my God, that's on August 20th. That's coming up fast.
You should have just left it buried in your pile and then say, I completely spaced. It's too late now. My bad.
So I was summoned several months ago and just basically pushed it off for a little while. Well, now that time has come back again.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to call tomorrow night at 5:00 and find out if I, you know, have to show up, and then it starts Wednesday morning.
See, I feel like there's like two types of people. Well, in many situations, there's the people who will return a grocery cart to the proper space,
sure,
or the savages that just leave it wherever they want. And then you have the people who get excited about going to jury duty. And then I feel like there's like a stronger number of people that are just like, oh, F, how do I get out of this?
It's just, you know, it kind of disrupts your regular life in so many ways.
I'm always blown away when I meet people that are fired up about jury duty. And there are people who are.
People love it.
Yes, they get excited to be a part of the process. They feel like that's their
civic duty.
That's their duty.
Yes.
To do this. And me, it's more like, how do I get out of this?
Well, and that was, I was trying to see if there's anything I could do to get out of it. There's really nothing I could do to get out of it.
So what did you try and do to get out of it?
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, I'm part of a morning show, and if I take the day off, usually that means we all take the day off, so it kind of screws up everybody's, you know, plans to go to work.
Part of me thinks it would be funny if you called and said, look, I'm part of a morning radio show, and they're like, oh, which one? And you tell them, and they're like, oh, no, I listen to Gregor.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to help you with this, ma'am.
Well, and who knows? I mean, like, if I show up there on Wednesday morning and you know, I don't know if I have an opportunity to get out of it then, but it did not work when I tried it over the phone.
What if we all show up together and we're like, hey, look, we're a team. If she misses work, we miss work. If she has to do jury duty, unfortunately, Danny and I have to do jury duty with her. We only share one brain.
A 3-for-1 is actually not a bad deal.
And it's like, no, I'm not driving all the way to Stanwood.
I don't like this. I just want to sleep in. Okay.
Is it so it's at the...
Isn't that bad that we're like, Danny, I kind of hope she gets jury duty. We get Wednesday off.
I know. Hey, you could...
I still have to go to do something.
Yeah, have fun with that.
That's a you problem.
That is a me problem. I did do jury duty once before, though, and I actually did enjoy the process. It was only about a day and a half of jury duty.
So do you kind of want to do it right now?
I mean, because it's this district court situation, I'm hoping that it would be like a really quick one and then I can get back off the list again. I just don't want one of the big ones that ends up lasting like several weeks.
Yeah, like what if you get involved in like a massive like murder trial?
I mean, I'm hoping that's not how they roll at the district court, but I don't really know.
And even when Texas brings up a good point, he said, you see, Steve... That's the problem with jury trials. Your fate is being dictated by the 6 people who couldn't come up with a good enough reason to get out of jury duty.
I mean, I'm gonna be very curious to see how this all shakes out.
Yeah. So we don't know if we're going to work Wednesday until Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Maybe they settle out of court and we come to work on Wednesday. Maybe I show up Wednesday morning and they dismiss me. Yay. I don't know.
But what if you reach out to us and Danny and I are at a bar and it's like we're already drunk thinking we have the next day off.
Yeah. I mean, we can make as many plans as you guys want.
How late in the evening are you going to find out on Tuesday?
I call at 5:00 on Tuesday.
Do they put you on hold?
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, it's 2025. Why can't they just send you a text?
Right? Like, let's simplify this, people.
Right. Or an app. Like, the jury duty app.
You're up.
Right, just sends you like a notification saying, sucks for you, you're coming tomorrow.
Your number's been called.
They probably have that in Seattle, but it's Stanwood. They're still on like the dial-a-phone system up there.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's very true. I mean, she does have to ride her horse and carriage to the to courthouse.
Right, with hieroglyphics.
Yes.
Of course.
The Daily Mix Show.
I want some inspiration on this. 206-803-ROCK. How did you manage to get yourself out of jury duty? Did you get dismissed when you showed up? Or what was the most epic trial that you got to be on the jury for? Call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will take your calls after Beastie Boys. I just got my jury summons in the mail. So I'm curious, how did you manage to get yourself out of jury duty? Or if you did serve, what was the most epic trial you were a juror for? Call 206-803-ROCK. Nate from Federal Way, how did you get out of jury duty? Or what was an epic trial that you were part of?
So I got out of jury duty by being way too interested in what they were in court for.
Okay, give us some backstory. Well, exactly how did that happen?
I was in the courtroom, and it was a pretty serious charge, and they said that the guy who was, quote, guilty of it didn't have to defend himself. It was up to the other side to figure everything out, and that was, like, the ground rule. So once it got to me, they asked me again, is that okay? Is that something you're okay with? I said no. Like, I want to know his side. I want to know what he has to say. He should be able to defend himself. And they said, you know, that's not it. That's not how this works. I'm like, well, I don't care. I want to know.
Now, were you genuinely curious, or did you know that if you were being difficult that they would just be like, get this guy out of here?
I had no idea that would work. I genuinely wanted to know his side. Like, everyone should be able to tell their own side, but that's not how this works. So.
And so did you ever find out his side, or you're just like, okay, I'll see you guys. I guess I'm not doing jury duty.
Nope, no idea. Eventually, they're like, juror number whatever, stand up, you're dismissed. And I was like 2 hours in, so.
All right, so there's hope for me.
So be inquisitive.
Yeah, just break the rules. It's okay.
Break the rules, ask all the questions.
What if you walked in wearing a shirt that said, this bitch is guilty? Do you think that would work?
Out. 206-803-ROCK. Andy, you're in Maple Valley this morning. How did you manage to get out of jury duty? Or if you did serve, what was the epic trial that you were a juror for?
I had to serve for a double murder trial. The first time I ever got chosen for duty.
Whoa.
How long was that experience?
It was about maybe 8 years ago, and it took about a month.
A month.
Before everything was said and done.
Now, did it take that long because it was just so complicated and there was just so many jurors just couldn't see eye to eye with each other? Like, exactly why did it take a month?
They had a lot of witnesses to the crime. It was in Les Grove Park in Auburn, and it was a homeless guy, a couple other homeless people.
Wow.
Now,
and that's not the worst thing that he did besides getting caught for murder.
Okay.
Was was kind of pimping out his daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jeez. So he's going to be really, really popular in prison.
Oh, no.
For you, were you, I'd say excited is probably not the right choice of words, but did you look forward to being a part of this, being part of the jury, or were you just like, crap, I want to go back to work?
No, you can call excited, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was kind of mad at my work at the time, so it gave me, month off.
That's fantastic.
That is so great.
Somebody said I got out of it by saying I listen to true crime podcasts for research.
Oh, all right. I'm putting that in my notes.
That's my girlfriend all the time. If she ever got summons, which she actually just did last week as well, and she was thinking of ways, and she's just like, maybe I just tell them all the podcast stuff I listen to.
Dude, you and her, all you have to do is show your Netflix history of what you watch on Netflix, and I feel like they'd be like, yeah, these two are not the right two people we want to be a part of our jury.
Can you have your girlfriend list out all the podcasts that she listens to so that I can bring them up when I go in on Wednesday morning?
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? He has a record of 266 wins, 83 losses, and 70 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.